Edmonton boy who's back home, I'm assuming maybe having some home-cooked meals tonight and tomorrow as they get set to take on the Edmonton Oilers on Sunday night. Alex Petrovic joins us. Alex, how you doing?
How you doing, Greg?
Hey, I'm doing very well. Now, I don't know. I know your name's Alec, but I'm telling you, if you're looking for a fun story, you should read the young story of young Alec McFarlane, who got to play organized hockey for the first time at the age of 16. His family couldn't afford it, so he worked and finally got in. And it's, trust me, I know you're loving life in the NHL, but you read that story and you'll relate to it and love it. Let's talk about your team right now. 11-game winning streak. Like, have you ever won 11 games in a row at any level?
Yeah, I think down in Red Deer we had a little streak going on.
Okay.
Here we had Nuge there, and we had a real, and Kemper, our goalie, was there. But I think we were at 13 or 4, or maybe, I don't know, can't remember. But definitely wasn't as exciting as this one is, that's for sure.
Now, a lot of teams have, a hard hat or a coat or something they had. Do the Panthers, do you guys have something for the player of the game?
Yeah, I guess a lot of you guys might know it's the Kevin Spacey sweater that we actually brought into, I think, what, 3 or 4 games ago.
It's a Kevin. Okay, well, is it the hoodie with Kevin Spacey's face on it?
Yeah, it's a hoodie. It's a blue hoodie. And it's got Kevin Spacey on it, and in the background, it's like space.
What's the story behind this? Who picked that out?
I wish I could tell you, but I think
it's an inside joke.
We all kind of came together. Yeah, we all kind of came together. We told, we kind of told them, I don't think we'll tell anyone or tell any of the media or put anything up on Twitter. But you could ask one of the older guys maybe tomorrow or on Sunday, but. Honestly, I can't really say.
Okay, well, hey man, that's totally fine. Nothing wrong with keeping it in-house. When teams are winning, like, everything's fun, but when you get on an 11-game winning streak like this, and obviously it encourages you, you get fired up and guys want to win even more, but how relaxed is it and how cool is it for you, Alex, a young guy who's now playing with a guy who literally is old enough to be your dad in Jaromir Jagr, and the guy is lighting it up at the age of 43?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it, I guess, beginning of this year. He's been lights out since then. I know him, Barkov, and Huberto, again, they're just playing unreal right now. And, I think, like I said, it's just his work ethic and just what he brings to the rink every day is just amazing what he's doing right now and just huge contributor to our team, that's for sure.
Anybody else on the team following in his footsteps to grow out a mullet?
Ekblad, he's been growing out his beard and his hair for a while now. I think he's been trimming his hair a little bit, but I don't know if he wants to get the mullet going. He's not that kind of guy, but I think Luongo maybe. I don't know if he can even grow his hair that long anymore, but I guess we'll see.
Now, could you grow a mullet?
I could. I mean, I could try. I just got a haircut probably, I think, a month ago. Trimmed her up actually pretty good, a little high and tight right now. But I don't know. Our owners are they're more of a military type of guys. So I think, being a young guy and all, I probably should keep it clean until, until I get up to Jagr's age, I guess.
When you're an experienced veteran who's maybe as old as the owners, then yeah, I guess you have an opportunity to say, hey, I'm growing out the hair. But it really it must be fun. You're 23 years of age, and here's a guy who's 43 and who still hasn't lost the love of the game, who's having fun with the mullet, but also his work ethic. I know everybody who's played with him before just kind of raved about it. What has impressed you? Maybe what have you learned from Jagr when it comes to the work ethic?
I think it's just, every day, we come to the rink and he's the first one at the rink. He's already got his weight vest on. He's got his ankle weights on. He's wearing the skates around the rink, like walking around the rink. And, he's doing that or he's, shooting a medicine ball against the wall or, it's just, I don't know. He's 43 years old and he comes to the rink. He's got energy to do all that stuff. So it's like, it's no excuse for anyone on the team to, you know, come to the rink and, you know, sulk around or, you know, I don't know, whatever. You got to come to the rink, be a professional, and I think everyone's jumped on board, and that's, you know, that's why we're at where we are today.
Alex Petrovic, defenseman for the Florida Panthers, joins us. They have won 11 consecutive games, which, of course, is a new franchise record. It was seven prior to this season. Alec, for you now, 74 games into the NHL, you know, you came up last year and became a regular in the second half and have started this season a little bit more. Just talk about how this year is for you. Has the game slowed down a bit for you yet?
Yeah, I think I think it's slowed down a lot. I think a lot more confident now. I'm not, you know, rushing plays anymore. You know, trying to keep it overly simple. You know, I'm trying to still make a little bit of the plays that I like to do. And yeah, I think I've gotten a lot more comfortable even since I've been back from my injury. I was out for probably 2 or 3 weeks back just before December. So since I've been back, I've been very confident. Playing pretty well, and just enjoying it, not really stressing as much as, you know, last year, the year before. So it's you know, definitely having a lot more fun too.
As you mature, and it's still, as I mentioned, you know, less than 75 games, you're talking to your coaches. What is it that you feel you need to work on the most in your game? What's the area that you want to continue developing?
Just keep getting better every day. I mean, Jog still does it. He's still, even though how good he is, he's still getting better every day. Just working on his hands, skating, his conditioning. I think, I mean, we're at this point where, you know, it's the same thing. I think just the game's always evolving. Guys are always getting better. Younger kids are coming up, and they're, you know, a lot more skilled. You could look at guys like McDavid or even, you know, Ekblad, you know, young guys like that. They're just unbelievable hockey players. So I think, you just got to keep getting better, working on your skills in practice, and especially skating too. Guys are getting a lot faster, so it's just, you know, just being a well-rounded player.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned the speed of the game, because it is getting crazy every year, and you know, it's almost like you got to work even harder in the off season than you ever had before, even though you're only 23 years of age.
Yeah, I mean, the last 2 years, there's a bunch of us. We go to Cape Cod every summer. We, you know, we leave our families and home in the summer for 6 weeks. We go there to train with Paul Vincent and our trainer Mike Donahue. He's just stupid how smart he is. And you know, we're on the ice 3 times a week in the summer. That's in July, and then once we get into August, we're on the ice almost 4 to 5 times a week. So yeah, it's crazy. You know, you gotta, like I said, keep getting better every year, and just got to keep up with the speed. Like you said, it's getting faster every year, so you gotta really bear down.
Now, you almost missed an entire month, Alec. You played your last game November 27th, and then you didn't play again until December 22nd. You know, that's a long time, even though it's a minor injury. How did you find it challenging to try to pick up the pace after being out basically a month?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, with trainers now, they're pretty smart with, you know, doing workouts off the ice to kind of translate to how you feel on the ice. And I think, you know, we did that really well. We got pretty good trainers in Florida. And I think coming back, I felt strong and felt like my conditioning was right there. And I think everyone else, they're probably just dead tired from, you know, you play in every second day, so your body does take a toll. So I think, you know, you kind of keep think of it as a negative thing, or you can, you know, take it as a positive thing and just get stronger and come back stronger.
Florida Panthers defenseman Alec Petrovic joins us. Panthers have won 11 in the row, including a victory last night in Ottawa. A few days off, then they play the Edmonton Oilers Sunday night. For you, you come home, you play at Rexall Place. It's the last year at Rexall Place. You're an Edmonton guy growing up here. Any fond memories of Rexall? How special is it going to be for you to play the final game for you anyway, Sunday night in Edmonton at Rexall?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing, that's for sure. I think, you know, back when I played in the Pee Wee Hockey Tournament in Quebec, our team got to play with the Oilers in the skills competition back then, and then for juniors playing with Red Deer, I played against the Oil Kings there. You know, it's just a special place. I you know, went and watched the Oilers a lot growing up, and yeah, like you said, it's going to be the last year I think the Oilers are going to be there, so it's pretty excited for it, and you know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Have you noticed in the winning streak, the Florida fans, are you guys becoming more of a big deal with this winning streak?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, right after one of the road trips beginning of December, we came back. We won all the games on that road trip. And I think our fans started to pick up when we got home. You know, we're pretty close to not selling out, but, you know, getting a lot more, you know, 13,000, 14,000 people, which is crazy. You know, in the past we've only getting, you know, 7,000, 8,000, less than that even. So yeah, it's actually, the buzz is great down there. You know, the fans are really loud. I know a lot of the Montreal fans go down there just before New Year's for the Montreal game, and I know last year we were getting booed coming out on the ice and their fans are booing us. You know, it's a home game, but this year you know, our fans were there. It was actually a lot louder, and couldn't really hear the Montreal fans anymore. So it's awesome. So I think the owners are doing a great job down there with, you know, advertising and just getting our name up there.
Is it tough at times when you go on the road, like in Edmonton that's sold out, the place is going nuts, I'm sure those are fun games. Is it hard at times to play in a home rink when there is only 6,000 or 7,000?
It is. I mean, it's tough, you know, especially coming down, you know, game 60, game 63, you know, coming up to 82. I think it's, you kind of feed off that adrenaline, kind of feed off, you know, playing in front of all those fans. And when you don't get those kind of fans at home, it's tough. You know, last year we were trying to make the playoffs straight at the end there, and, you know, we still weren't drawing huge crowds. I think, you know, it has a little bit to do with it, but, you know, it does suck. You know, you want to come home, you want to have big crowds, just like, you know, Edmonton or Montreal or New York, all those teams. So I think we're heading in the right direction, that's for sure.
Well, Alex, your team is definitely heading in the right direction on the ice, and if you keep winning, I'm assuming that the crowds will keep building. Enjoy a few days off. Are you getting some home-cooked meal? Is Mom cooking you dinner tonight?
Tonight we actually have a team dinner.
Okay.
But no, I think tomorrow night we're going to, you know, sit down with the family, hang out, and I think we're going to hang out tonight too as well, right after dinner. So, yeah, it's good to be home. I haven't been home in, you know, I think 4 years now, especially around this time, that's for sure. So it would be nice to go to the outdoor rink or something like that, but I don't think our team allows that. So.
Yeah, it's probably
need a leg for Sunday.
Yeah, probably not the best idea. Although I guess if you did it today for a half an hour, the kids in your local community would love it. But Alec, I know, yeah. You know what? It is a great story. Outdoor rinks are always the best best time. What was the outdoor rink you had the most fun memories in Edmonton playing on?
I grew up in McLeod, so McLeod outdoor rink. That's where I went almost every day after school. Just ripping around on there, and it's where all me and my buddies would all go to play. And yeah, just even thinking about it now, it's like, you know, I wish I could just go back to those days. Even though you're playing in the NHL and all that, but that's back. You know, there's no stress or anything, or yeah, you weren't being paid to play. You're just having fun and being a kid. And you know, I miss those days, but you know, definitely not complaining, that's for sure.
Well, Jagr seems to, and Luongo, they seem to make the game a little bit less stressful and a lot more fun around it. Then your team is definitely successful right now, first in your division now by 5 points, courtesy of that 11-game winning streak. Always good to talk to you, man. Enjoy being with your family, and we'll see you at the rink on Sunday.
Yeah, can I just say, I just want to say hi to my mom and dad, and my buddy Eric Seaman, and Jamie Johnson. That's all I have to say.